registration for TrueDynet Apps, TrueDynet EPPS, date of service is 2/27/2025, date of birth is 10/14/1969, and date of accident 5/31/2024. Ms. TrueDynet Apps is here for a follow-up visit. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 5/31/2024 as a restaurant driver, where her car was rear-ended. She has been complaining that she cannot walk more than half the block, and climbing steps is very painful due to the pain in the both knees. She reports a pain in both the knees at around 7. Pain in the neck is 7. Lower back pain is 7. Neck pain is not described to be radiating to arms or any muscle weakness, motor weakness of the arms. However, lower back pain is shooting down to both front and the back of legs, involving up to the ankle but not involving the feet and the toes. Pain is around 7, ADLs are 7, and patients do report 60% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, as well as see medication substance abuse, as well as the compliance plan. In physical examination, blood pressure is 119/88, pulse 100, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from a previous visit, which are dated January 8, 2025, station number 0223-004. Her shoulders have a little bit improved, and she can move up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The Hawken Kennedy test, P-test, near test are negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test negative, both the shoulders, which appear to be normal. And distally, there is no negative findings. Clinal sign, felon signs are negative. Motor power is normal. However, the knee examination remains the same, and so is the cervical and lumbar exam. Plan of care will be to provide medication, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day, which is for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Protonix is provided 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tramadol 50 mg twice a day for pain relief. Pregabalin, Lyrica, 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, and lidoprovine is provided for topical pain relief. The patient is requesting to cancel the physical therapy for now due to severe home problems, but she remains disabled for work, ask for replacement and transportation. She is unable to go to the therapy office at this time. He was given bilateral knee injection on the last in January visit, and that helped her relieve a lot of pain, and she is feeling improved. Her MRIs were reviewed, and they were ordered and done in 2023 by Dr. Louis Redden. Cervical MRI shows herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. And then there is L4, L5, and L5-S1 disc herniation. The patient has been advised that she may benefit from epidural injection for the cervical and lumbar region, along with some facet injection. Right knee injection may help also, and the findings have been discussed at length. Her right hip was completely normal, and even a consultation with orthopedic surgeon has been discussed to try a surgical approach for total knee replacement for both sides. Thank you. We'll be seen in a month's time.